Hello.
Good afternoon. Abiola, this is Sean with Legacy Insurance Group. How are you today?
Hi, Sean. How are you? I'm okay.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm glad we're able to connect finally.
Yes.
So, Abiola, you spoke with Marie. She was getting some information about your trucking operation. What can you tell me in terms of how long your business has been operational and
about a year now.
Okay.
We've been operating for about probably official operations. The company started about a year ago, but started operating maybe past 9 months, probably 6 to 9 months, I would say 6 to 9 months. Estimated payments for these drivers, I'm thinking maybe about maybe $1,500 a week. So $1,500 to $1,700. So I'm estimating about $75,000 to $80,000 a year for the drivers. So the workers' comp, I just wanted to get estimates of what the number should be looking like with that amount of money as a salary and out of the year.
So is it that you have one employee and you're compensating
so right now,
them?
So right now I have only one. I had two before, one left, just months ago. So I have just right now.
What's the recruiting process like, getting new employees? Are you finding a challenge to find qualified drivers?
Of course, that's a challenge. But I tried Deep Recruiter. It took my money. I didn't get anybody that was serious. It's really hard to find a driver in this industry right now. So it's all about networking and people jumping ship to come to you. That's really how you're going to be a very good driver. So right now, and I have I'm building up my operations gradually. So I'm not, I need a driver. Definitely need a second driver right now. But
how many units do you have on the road right now?
I have at this point two units. Drivers on vacation, so my units are sitting down on the lot, and I'm okay with that. When my driver comes back, we'll resume operations.
Okay. Do you have a truck tractor and a semi-trailer?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. So you have the one employee and then you're driving full-time. What are your plans for 2023 to continue expanding?
God willing, we do it gradually. The plan is to have 100 trucks. So I like to build gradually, and with 100 trucks, will be a big operation. You're going to need drivers, more space to park, et cetera, et cetera. So, but you can only start small and grow gradually, right?
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Hopefully in 2023, I'm hoping, God willing, if it works out, maybe I can get a couple more trucks in 2023, maybe three or four, throughout the year or more. So, again, these trucks are not going to drive themselves, right? You're going to need a driver.
Yes. So our whole philosophy is helping business owners profitably scale their business. There's no sense in growing the company fast if you're bringing on drivers that are causing you auto accidents, and then you have trucks that are out of commission, and then you're facing surcharges on the renewal premiums, and trucking expenses can be costly to start.
Very costly.
But if you start expanding and you don't have the right type of hiring program or training program in place, then you could have all sorts of distracted drivers causing accidents or fatalities on the road, and that could be very costly and detrimental to your business. So So you have the one driver. That relationship is working out so far. When was he hired?
He's very good. He was hired in October. So the first driver I got was fresh from driving school, and he was ex-military guy, nice guy, but he didn't have a lot of driving experience, so he was just learning on the job, and he did his best. He didn't have any accidents, but he wasn't very good at it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he learned, you know, he was there for 6 months, I believe, and then my truck broke down. He went on vacation, and then my other driver started driving my other truck, and then when he came back, the other truck broke down, and I had to send it to the shop. So I had to put in a brand new engine in that truck.
So that was just a mechanical issue. Have you had any physical damage, losses, auto claims?
No. We don't have that. We don't try not to hire people who are careless.
That's good. That's a good practice.
I'm not gonna expand rapidly unless I have people that I can trust. So there's no rapid expansion, and there's no money for rapid expansion. You gotta pay as you go. So you buy a truck, you get a trailer. Those things are highly, highly cost, you know, they're costly. And I don't use banks. I use my own money. So, you know, that's really tasking. So yeah, you can't rush. You gotta just pace yourself.
And Abiola, what exactly are you hauling, and what's your radius of operations? Like, how many states are you hauling materials to?
We're local. We don't go across state lines. We stay in the state of Virginia. We stay in Fairfax County, actually. You guys are in Fairfax, aren't you?
We're in Loudoun, Sterling, Virginia.
In Sterling, okay. Oh, you're in Loudoun? Okay.
No. Sterling. You know where Sterling is?
We're in Sterling. Okay, in Southern Virginia, right. Okay, so that's where we are. We stay in Fairfax County, and we haul only 16 miles one way. So we haul trash from the county landfill to the recycling plant in Lawton. That's all.
Oh, no kidding. I had to schedule a bulk item pickup for couch, so contacted American Disposal Services.
Uh-huh.
They're a big refuse company in Manassas.
Right. Interesting. We do more of the landfill where everybody else brings their trash. You know, those trash companies pick up everything, take it to the landfill, and then we just pick up the trash. We load our trailers from there, and then we take to the recycling plant, and we do that back and forth.
Okay. So you don't need any type of, what filings do you currently carry on the automobiles?
What?
What state filings do you carry?
Only Virginia. State of Virginia. We don't go outside of the state, so that's very safe for us, very predictable, and I don't like all this trucks breaking nowhere, and you're having to worry about getting the towing vehicle and all that headache.
We insure a few different refuse companies. Maybe you've heard of Monumental Movers, Students in Trucks, Hulk Moving.
Okay.
Some others.
How long have we
played well in that space. Come again?
How long have you guys been in business?
I started the agency in 2018, but I've been in this industry since 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not hard to find on Google. We're very, very popular working with contractors, truckers, and yeah, that's kind of where we found our niche space. So we help you, if we can help you improve your insurance program.
Okay.
Help you with tips to help you profitably scale your business and help you lower your total cost of risk. would you hire our agency to be your managing broker of record?
Okay. Okay. All right.
That's the way that we work together. Right. So when Marie called you, it was because she looked up some data on your workers' compensation.
Yeah.
And relative to the industry average, some of the other refuse haulers that we insure, she noticed that it was above, 30% difference from what we insure our average refuse hauling companies.
Yeah, I'm told that.
And that could be based on, that could be based on a number of factors. But mostly it's a loss cost multiplier that the carrier that you're insured with has filed to rate your payroll. So a lot of business owners don't know how to navigate the annual audits that are going to come. So they always end up usually paying additional premium after the audit, especially if they're using subcontractors. So we help business owners profitably scale their business by helping them develop a hiring program to screen their drivers, helping them develop a return to work program if they have any employees that are injured on the job and they want to get them back to work as quickly as possible. And then also preparing for the annual audit. It seems to be one of the biggest headaches that business owners experience.
So
maybe you haven't done yours yet, but it's coming.
So this are done every year.
Yes, sir. By a third-party audit company. So if you're not already working with the CPA, you ought to be, so that they can keep track of your payroll and other non-payroll expenses. So we walk you through it all. I know that your work comp and your commercial auto are pending expiration this upcoming February. What real value has it been working with, Progressive Call Center?
We deal with another insurance company that helped us set up Lorden Insurance.
Okay. Have you had any conversations that are even similar to the one that we're having today?
No, they're not having this kind of conversation. Let's talk about audit. They talk about audit is coming. There's no guidance on how you should go about that. How you should have your paperwork set up. All that stuff.
Yeah. So it kind of leaves the client a little ill prepared to figure things out themselves. And if the audit's done improperly, then you get hit with a large adjusted premium to pay retroactively. So these are future things to be aware of. The good news is these are totally solvable problems. So as you keep expanding your company, you're going to need to learn how to solve problems like this. And that's why working with our agency will completely empower the business owner to profitably scale their business with the right information.
Right.
I think I've got a good feel for your company. Abiola, it's not too complicated, still in its infancy, but a lot of potential. Do you have a website?
No, not yet.
Okay. You're not up on Google yet?
No, we don't have a website on Google yet. I'm still trying to find out my feet here. It's been a lot of knockouts and lots of expense. So I'm still trying to just get stand on my feet. I'm struggling.
How do people find you when they want to do business?
I have one. I do business with one company, and I'm growing within that company. I have other networks, ways of. I don't really need anybody to contact me right now. I have ways of connecting people. Most of the business people get nowadays is word of mouth. It's who you know. You know, when people start contacting randomly, I mean, it means they don't really have much to offer. So you rely mostly on network. That's
yeah.
how I landed. I did it here.
Yeah, definitely you have to at least be on Google, though. Because when people are you mostly geared towards residential or commercial refuse hauling?
It's commercial. It's mostly commercial. It's just dealing with one contract, you know, to another contract. All these problems right now. Nice potential to grow within that company and eventually they're out to become my own. So right now I'm at a point where I'm laying very low to build up a company. And once I get to a critical point, then I can find my own contract. Get it?
Yeah. So it sounds like the individuals that you ought to be talking to are property managers.
Well, the kind of business we are doing right now is we are hauling for the big trash companies, not for the domestic door-to-door stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we're hauling for big-time contractors who are hauling for big-time counties. And all they're doing is trying to get rid of their domestic trash and put it in the place where it can be recycled. So that's the kind of business we're in. And our equipment is typically very expensive. So we're starting small and growing gradually. You know, no rush. I'm just taking my time.
Sure.
You know,
for you to go from 2 units to the goal of 100, you have a business line of credit to finance your next vehicle?
I usually don't like to use other people's money. I use my to buy my truck. So at some point I'm going to need a line of credit, you know. So those are the kind of things. I mean, I like the way you're talking because that's the thought process, how we build relationships. We find people who can finance, you know, the business and pay off as quickly as possible. So those are the kind of language that I like to hear, people trying to help
right.
you grow. So you probably
That's
have relationships with banks and people finance, correct?
Mm-hmm. That is the point of business, right? So I can help you solve some problems, then you're able to solve more problems for other people. That's how you grow the economy, and that's how you exchange value for profit.
Absolutely.
That's what business is all about. So,
cool.
I like you, Abiola. I would say, based on the current business needs, I feel like we can definitely assist you in your growth, help you solve some future problems, and lower your total cost of risk while teaching you some important practices to help you profitably scale the business into 2023. So if it makes sense, my friend, the next steps are quite simple. I will send you a form to fill out, essentially hiring our agency. And that's basically just so you and I can work together. The actual carrier doesn't matter, whether we continue your insurance Progressive or we find, you know, one of the other trucking carriers that we work with.
Right.
But certainly the workers' compensation, we have a huge selection for truckers doing refuse.
Right.
But that would be the next step. So I hope that I've added value to your day.
So I'm trying to be very diplomatic with this. Definitely, we look at the numbers for the workers' comp. We get that taken care of. We look at the numbers. We wait until I'm able to. We wait until 2023 to see what the insurance will look like, you know, with my operation. That I'm dealing with an interesting group of people, and I don't want to rock the boat, right? So I want to just see what happens when my contract is up for renewal, and after that, maybe I can make some changes. But we go with PI, at least. We change the workers' comp and see what numbers are, and I'm just going to go with the numbers that make more sense to me. And then we can prepare for the audit and all that stuff, and then we start working together and slowly transition out from, if things look good, then we slowly transition to you as the management, the insurance that will be managing the company. So we just have to do it kind of strategically, if you know what I mean.
I understand you, but for us to work together in any sort of professional capacity, you would first hire our agency. It doesn't cost you anything. And then we can work together after we have a formal agreement.
Absolutely. And we can edit.
So I'll send that to you via email. And then there's also two pieces of information that I'll need. That'll be a driver's license for you and your one employee.
Okay.
So whether in a text format or digital copies of the license, mm-hmm. I'll need one for each of you.
Okay. I don't drive. I'm just the owner of the company. Or the director of the company, I can say. But I'm not a...
I thought you said you did drive. You have two units and yourself and the one employee?
No. I don't drive. I had two drivers, two employees. One left after, one of my trucks broke. And the other one I had hired before the second driver left. So now I'm left with one driver and two trucks. So my other truck is in the shop. And I had to put in a new engine because the engine went out after just 1 week of running it. So I had to spend a ton of money to get a new engine in it. So that should come out soon. Once that is out, I would have two trucks and one driver. And then I'm going to hire another driver, hopefully, to drive the second truck.
So only one of these units is operational?
Yes, one unit is operational.
Okay. But they're still tagged. They're still in the DMV database.
I didn't take the tags off. I left my tags on. And the truck just went into the shop about four weeks ago, and they were putting in the engine, so I'm not taking the tags off. Once I get it back on, I'll put the insurance back and then we'll call operations.
Yeah, I think that the only time that it wouldn't be to your benefit to have you included as a driver would be if you have a history of accidents and tickets.
No, I'm not a CDL driver. I'm not a CDL driver at all. I'm just a regular, non-commercial driver. I don't drive trucks. I'm just an investor in this business.
Okay, that makes sense.
You hear me?
Come again?
Look, I'm a doctor. I'm not a driver. And I just like multiple sources of income. I like to do multiple stuff. So this is just one of those things that I do.
That's very interesting.
It's one of my boys, who is a doctor in Chicago, to introduce this business to me. And he has his own, he's got 10 trucks in Chicago. So he had been working for Amazon, leasing his trucks to Amazon, and he just asked me to just come and partake in this. So it's very interesting. Yeah, people wonder, what are you doing in this business? Yeah, man, one of those things, you know.
How many hours a week or a month does this take from your time?
Oof. a lot.
I mean, are you still, you're still involved in, you know, a full-time practice as a physician?
Yeah, I'm in full-time practice. And I'm able to respond to emails and call my driver. You know, driver is pretty much independent and is able to do things, you know, without really dragging me too much into it. And autonomy to be able to make some decisions. And but give me, let me know what he's doing. And so I have a very experienced driver who is very intelligent and technical and experienced. He's able to handle operations without me worrying. And we're local, so I'm not really worried about anything breaking. I have my team of roadside mechanics already. I have people that I know. I have a good network of people who have been in this business a long time who mentor me. So I have a good team. So when things break, we just fix it, you know. When things go wrong, we know who to call. So we're not, you know, things are running smoothly.
That's very interesting. So is this you from Rochester, New York, forensic psychiatrist?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you Googled me. Yeah, that's me.
So are you setting up also your practice here in Fairfax?
Yes, I have. Well, I have, no, I just have a trucking company. I have a Virginia license, but I really haven't had enough time to set up a practice in Fairfax. I have an office there, a business office, but I'm not really seeing patients.
I guess you could probably do that work virtually if you really wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only one man, so I'm trying to just be smart with this. I don't want to be overwhelmed with anything, so I'm always very strategic in how I do things.
I get that.
Not everything. You got to make sure that I'm not overwhelmed by anything. If anything overwhelms me, I'm going to drop it. So I just want to make sure that I'm able to pace myself without being overwhelmed. That's why you have people to do stuff for you. So I'm in a stage where I'm getting involved with this business and learning. And when I start to hire people to run the business, I'm know exactly what they're doing. So this is part of the learning phase.
And what's the significance of the word bodhija?
The what?
Bodhija.
Oh, bodhija. The word.
Bodhija. Yeah.
The word. Well, it's just a static word that I knew that nobody will have in the system, and it's a neighborhood I grew up in, so I knew nobody would have that name, and I needed to start the company very quickly, so it was easy to tap into that name.
Very interesting. All right, so this has been a very good conversation, Abiola. Want to know, before we end our call today, have I answered all of your questions?
So how much do you think workers' comp for a driver making between 70 and 100,000 a year should be every month?
I couldn't say.
Okay.
But once we work together, we'll take it to market. We have a number of different carriers specialize in,
okay,
with the refuse haulers. And so I'll send you a DocuSign invitation with the next steps for hiring our agency.
Okay. No problem.
All right. Any plans for the next week? Christmas break?
Just relax. A lot of money I'm going to be spending, so I need to just figure it out.
So you're Santa for your family.
Yeah. I spend time with my family and pay. I have a truck in the shop, so that's going to require my attention.
Well, good. Good. And Abiola, did you gain value from this call? Was this informative?
Yes. I believe I'm going to have somebody who's going to probably be looking out for me and able to help us out some kind of system that would help us grow cost effectively.
That's right. It's all about who you know in life that can take you to the next level. Or,
absolutely,
you know, stay stagnant if you don't know the right people and you try to figure out everything yourself and waste a lot of time and resources. All right, then. So the best email that I have for you is thebodichalogistics@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay. Expect something from me by the close of business today. And then anytime that you need support moving forward, you would just contact our team or we could schedule a one-on-one meeting and that's how we'll provide continued support to the business.
Awesome. Yep. I look forward to it.
All right. Have a great rest of your afternoon, Abiola. And we'll be in touch
very
soon.
You too. Absolutely. Thank you.
Take care.